Lives of the Mind explores the passions and pursuits of quad citizens who live their lives by their interests through meaningful conversations that cultivate curiosity and encourage lifelong learning. Hello, I'm Christian Elliott, and joining me in the WVIK studio today is Ethan.
Hey, I'm honored to be here. I'm one of the people running Lives of the Mind alongside Christian. We've been putting a lot of work into really getting this group off the ground so we can get this project started. And today we just kind of wanted to give an update as to where we are as a podcast and how things have sort of changed since we've come about. Because you're going to be seeing some new types of episodes in the future, something that might be a little bit different from what we've done in the past. We just want to make sure that no one gets like caught off guard by that, I suppose.
So this is our State of the Podcast episode, something a little different.
So I guess just to start, a brief history of where we came from. So I don't actually know exactly how long this has been around, but our initial advisor, the person who created this, Dr. Cyrus Ali Zargar, this was kind of his passion project through the Honors Department, and it never really took off for whatever reasons. Students are generally pretty busy people, so it's hard to get these things going. Dr. Zargar brought me in at one point. I've done a little bit of radio experience, and together we sort of got things a bit more moving in a forward direction. But unfortunately, Dr. Zargar left. He's in Florida now. So Christian and I have been doing a lot of work to revamp it and restructure it. And as you may notice, today we are recording from WVIK, very different from the offices and the school radio station we've been recording in the past. You want to talk about how we got to this point, Christian, a little bit?
Sure. So we were kind of stuck in limbo after Dr. Zargar left. Yeah. We weren't sure what to do. We reached out to WVIK and put together an application to become a podcast. And that's how we got in and are able to use the studios now to record our episodes. So this has been great so far, and I think going forward will really help us with quality.
So moving forward, you know, we're still looking to conduct interviews with very interesting people, but the scope of what we want to talk about and who we want to talk to has expanded a little bit. Previously, we really were looking just at Augustana professors and their research and sort of what went into and motivated that research. You know, we talked to people like Dr. Ian Davis in the communications department, but he talked about activist journalism, independent journalism, and his origins in that in the post 9/11 Iraq War movement. We also talked to Dr. Calvin Mason, a graphic art professor who bases a lot of his art in science, and he talked about his upbringing in Canada. And that was all really interesting stuff, but we're going to move a little bit past that right now.
Yeah, so WVIK serves the greater Quad City community as a service of Augustana College, and so we also want to expand our reach beyond just Augustana liberal arts college professors. We'll still continue to do a lot of interviews with Augustana professors. We've got easy access to them, mm-hmm. and they're doing a lot of interesting stuff. But we'd also like to reach out to Augustana College alumni who are doing cool things in the area and the country, and talk to them.
And you mentioned something about Ebola before.
Yeah, so yeah. there are a lot of people doing really cool stuff. I think her name is Amanda Tiffany, who is an Augie alum who is doing research on Ebola in Africa, who's going to be coming back soon. So we're hoping to catch alumni when they're back on campus and do these interviews with them, kind of do a deeper dive into the amazing stuff that they've been doing after graduating.
Yeah, so you can look forward to more episodes about community leaders, people who are putting a lot of work into whatever they do, some people with passion, people with strong ideas who kind of live by those ideas. And we're excited to bring more of those stories to people in the Quad Cities area.
Yeah, so that brings us to that new mission statement that we've worked on together that we started the episode with. Lives of the Mind explores the passions and pursuits of quad citizens. There's some debate here whether it should be quad citizens or quad citizens.
Oh, so I think they're both really good. I don't know. I like Quad Citizens a little bit.
And that's what's in the mission statement.
Yeah, we can come back to that one later, I suppose.
So with Quad Citizens, we're expanding our reach beyond Augustana College to the greater community and interesting people there who, as the statement says, live their lives by their interests. And we still want to have meaningful conversations, cultivate curiosity, and encourage lifelong learning values of and learning outcomes of Augustana College as liberal arts students.
Yes, this has been really ingrained into us the last, for me, 4 years, I suppose.
Yep, three for me.
Yeah. And that brings us to something else we wanted to talk about, just sort of the future of, you know, what do we want? What are we still excited for with Lives of the Mind? I know as someone who's been, I helped sort of with Dr. Zargar get this off the ground, but as college people leave, I'm going to graduate, fingers crossed, hopefully. And so I'm really excited to see what it turns into in the future. And we've been putting in a lot of work to make sure that this continues to evolve and grow into a very interesting project. Right now we're working on this handbook to help out anyone who's interested in being involved with just jumping right into podcasting, and especially the Lives of the Mind brand of podcasting, I suppose, that we're hoping to do. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I think we're looking for right now is just more people who are interested in being involved. You know, previously we were a part of the honors department at Augustana, but, you know, no longer. We've cut that tie, I suppose.
Yes, and for the best, maybe. Yeah. A big part of separating from the honors program and losing Dr. Zargar and moving forward with this is becoming a student group. And that process, if you don't know, is very complicated at Augustana College. And we've been pursuing it for a couple months now, and I think we're getting close to making it official and opening it up officially to Augustana students. And that'll help preserve the continuation of this podcast. After Ethan is gone this year and I'm gone at the end of next year, there'll be another couple years of students getting involved, hopefully soon, to ensure that this lives on after us.
So, I mean, really, anyone listening, or if you know anyone listening who's a student who is interested in exploring their community, who are interested in exploring ideas at the core concept of what they are, seeing how they grow, how they develop into real actions that affect the world, you encourage them to reach out to us. You can reach us multiple ways. We have a few forms of... We have two main forms of contact.
Yes.
You can contact us through our email at livesofthemind@gmail.com or on Twitter at AugustanaLOM.
That's right. So... especially students that are interested in, well, just ideas and learning and getting to know professors and really cool people, interested in journalism, in podcasting, in doing cool stuff in an NPR station. There's a lot of great opportunities in being a part of this program. So. Yeah.
No, and the thing is, like, I mean, a little case study myself. I got a job over at a local news station. Never studied journalism, and I think a large part of it was because of my involvement with Lives of the Mind. This is something that it can be a fun little thing you do outside of classes, or it can be something that really you do find a passion in. It teaches a lot of really important skills, talking to strangers, finding out what they're interested in, because that's really what we're trying to get at, is what do these people do with their lives? What drives them? And because, you know, it's fun. People love to talk about what they love to talk about. You know, they spend their entire lives doing these things, and we get to be there to listen. I just think that's really exciting, personally. And, yeah, you build a lot of these really interesting skills that can really benefit you in the future.
Yeah, and I appreciate this as an anthropology major, possibly considering grad school in that field. It's an important skill to learn and develop, and it's just cool to talk to professors and make friends with them.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, maybe it helps a little bit with the grades. Who knows? I don't know. I've never had any of these professors in class.
But, okay, we gotta cut this out.
I'm winking at the microphone right now.
So I'm really excited to interview more people and to see this podcast really take off, get shared by listeners, and just grow. And I want to get more students interested in this, and I want to see this project be successful. That's really what I'm excited for. Yeah. What about you, Ethan?
Well, I'm excited to come back in 10 years and sit in on Limes of the Mind. I don't know, like I'm excited to see what future students do with this. You know, I don't have much time left actually involved with it, but I've seen the really cool things we've already done. We've talked to some fascinating people, and that number of people is only going to go up. We're going to get more stories, and yeah, I think that people, I just want to see people put kind of their hearts into it, get creative, and take this in a really interesting direction. And I'm excited to keep up with that as it happens. So anyone listening, if you have any stories or you know anyone in the community who could be interesting to speak to, or if you are interested in getting involved with Lives of the Mind in any way, shape, or form, again, you can contact us.
Lives of the Mind is an Augustana College student-run podcast partnered with WVIK Quad Cities NPR. This episode was hosted by Christian Elliott and Ethan Connolly-Keck. Theme music was written by Caitlin Tom and performed by Caitlin Tom and Douglas Ganster. Special thanks to everyone who's helped make Lives of the Mind possible so far. This episode was recorded at the Doris and Victor Day Broadcast Center, home of WVIK Quad Cities NPR, a public service of Augustana College. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find more episodes at... Oh shoot, we don't have a website yet, do we?
I think we're good. Cut it.
Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find more episodes on SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to contact us anytime at livesofthemind@gmail.com or find us on social media on Twitter at AugustanaLOM.
Thank you for listening, and we're excited to keep up with you in the future.